Hello and welcome to Know Your True Self, a show dedicated to raising the consciousness of humanity. I'm James.
Hey, I'm Samantha.
I was telling Samantha the other day when I got home from the grocery store just how overwhelmed I was by how much junk food was everywhere. And I'm not going to say the name of the grocery store that I was at because it's not fair, because unhealthy food is everywhere. And it felt like every aisle I went down, there was so many processed foods, things filled with sugar, sweets, temptations, and we're at a point where obesity has become so normalized in our lives, and we have all of these things that are billed for us as better. These are better ways to eat. These are healthier ways to eat, but we're almost just trading our addiction for different types of processed food. I don't even believe that the things that are considered to be better for us are truly better for us.
Growing up in the 90s, we didn't really know any better. We thought that if it said low fat, that meant it was good for you. We didn't know that sugar was so bad for you yet. I'm thinking about all the snacks I had, like Jell-O snacks, chips, fruit roll-ups, Dunkaroos, like all these little things that you would have in your lunchbox as a kid was so normal. And there weren't options also. It's not like there were healthy snack options out there, aside from obviously like fruit and vegetables and whatever. But there just wasn't that knowledge out there of what's good for you, what's bad for you. Do you remember that food pyramid?
Yeah, they would show the top of the pyramid was like a pile of sugar.
Or the bottom of the pyramid was like a pile of bread, right? And like pasta and cereal and stuff. Cereal was such a staple in our diets. I remember we would just have cereal for breakfast every single morning. So all that to say that we didn't know better during that time. The internet wasn't really around yet. It was just starting to come out. But now we do know, like we know what you're supposed to get in a healthy diet, but yet sometimes we pretend like we don't know, or like we don't really get it or understand. Like you don't have to like read a ton of books to understand what a healthy diet looks like. It's really just about eating whole foods.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, is that eating whole foods, and what we mean by a whole food is not shopping at Whole Foods. It's getting foods that are whole. They haven't been processed, right? Because whenever we process something, we're transforming it, and that transformation is inherently unhealthy because we're adding substances to it. And so many unhealthy foods are in disguise, and for some reason we can't see the disguise. I know when plant-based burgers came out, or plant-based foods, everyone's like, oh my gosh, you can eat plant-based burgers, they're healthy for you, or plant-based chicken nuggets. And the list of plant-based items continues to grow. There's sausages, all these things, but plant-based foods are super processed, and they're really just loaded with fats and oils, and those oils are unhealthy. You wouldn't just eat like a big vat of vegetable oil. It's just unhealthy for you. But for some reason, if we eat those things unconsciously, we say to ourselves, oh my gosh, you know, I'm on a plant-based diet. I'm like, if you're eating a plant-based diet, you're actually eating plants. You're not eating oils and processed foods that are formulated and say plant-based. I mean, there's a big difference there.
I've been doing this meal delivery service for the last couple of weeks, and it's all plant-based, but it's actually like plants. So all I'm eating right now is vegetables, fruits, and I'm actually surprised by how full I am from it. I think it's reminded me of how important it is to eat vegetables with every meal, because every meal is like a giant salad with like quinoa and chickpeas and fruits and vegetables. And it takes up a lot of space in your stomach when you're eating all of those types of foods. And you'd be surprised how filling those things can be. I think if you're not used to eating plant-based, it can seem like, how could I get enough protein? How could I be full off of that? It's like brontosaurus food. But it's actually really filling. I think that that's been something that's been nice for me to experience while I'm on this diet.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot. About 6 years ago, when my dad was sick, I was at my heaviest weight, and I was eating a lot of pasta. And I felt like I could just eat a few different dishes of pasta, get them delivered, make them at home, and I would never be full. I'd always be hungry. But then as soon as I transitioned to eating just salads and lean proteins, like one meal fills you up. Hunger is your body searching for you to give it what it needs. And when you starve it of that nutrition, you continue to eat more junk and you get addicted to the junk.
The junk food's tough, because I feel like the more that I indulge in junk food, whether it's sugar or ice cream or, you know, pizza, stuff like that, the more I crave it. And the more you don't have it, the less you crave it. So it's this vicious cycle, I think, that some people can get in when you're eating all that junk food. It's extremely hard to get out of it because your palate is so used to the taste of that. You're constantly in this craving mode. And so sometimes it's easier to almost like cut all of that stuff out for a period of time, let your palate reset, let your mind kind of reset too, because it's, you're also building a lot of neural pathways to where you're satisfying cravings all the time. You're reaching for certain things, and it can be really hard to rewire your brain and to start choosing healthier foods.
We were watching something the other day. I can't remember what it was, but you were talking about how food is, was it like an entertainment or a...
Oh yeah, I think we use food as exactly that. I think we use food as entertainment in culture, in society. Like, we've been watching these food shows recently where this guy is just going to all these, like, it's basically like a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, where this guy is going to these different food truck places and it's all fried food. And it's basically just watching him stuff his face with this fried, greasy food. And it's funny that we, to observe that we see that as entertaining to watch. And then also for ourselves, if we're bored, if we're tired, if we just feel like doing something, it's like, well, what am I going to eat?
But it's confusing to watch it. And we watch it as a social experiment. I'm not geeking out on the food. I was talking about nutrition. We said, let's watch one of these shows. And when you watch it, it's treated like a form of pornography, this indulgence, look out and how sexy this food is, these close-up shots of like something going into a deep fryer. And when we watch things like that and we share things like that, we're giving ourselves license to indulge in that. You know, society's telling us, oh, it's okay. You know, you can eat these things. We're promoting it on television. There's shows about it. And this is not like there's just one show about this. There's so many different shows that have come out about like eating competitions, giant hamburgers, eating a whole pizza, like whatever it is, it's pure gluttony. And that gluttony completely overshadows the reality of what you need to do to survive in this world and thrive in this world and be healthy in this world. Because one of the biggest things is if you don't take the time to get your body into balance, it's almost impossible to get your mind into balance. That is the truth. I mean, when your body is in a state of chronic stress, releasing cortisol, so much of it as a stress response to keep your body in balance, and you're eating all of the sugary foods and you're spiking all the time with different levels of glucose, you can't just be at peace. You can't just chill out. You're always searching for that rush of food, the next bite, you know, that next piece of food porn that you want to put in your mouth. That's super, super dangerous. Now, that said, there's another side of the equation. The other side of the equation is the next diet, the next healthy diet that comes out is going to be the diet. And really extreme diets are completely unmanageable. It's almost impossible to see them through. And what we end up doing, instead of sticking long-term to a nutrition plan that works for us, we just keep trying the next fad. We might get through a month of it and see some results, but then one weekend throws us right back to where we were. A vacation brings us back to the food porn, right back into the old habits we've had. So the greatest thing that you can do is just eat healthy and exercise.
And it's not just about losing weight. I think that's a very old school mentality of what it means to be fit or have good nutrition. I think there are a lot of people who are thin, who aren't in good health, or people who are a bit bigger who actually eat really well and exercise and they're actually very healthy. So it's not about weight necessarily. I think also focusing on how you feel. How does your skin feel? Does it feel like it's glowing? Does it feel like it's dull? Do you feel bloated? Do you feel like you have a lot of energy in the morning? Like, those, I think, are better barometers for if you're trying to, quote unquote, lose weight, maybe just try focusing on how you feel. And similarly, like, how is the food that you're eating making you feel? I think when someone eats like a giant bowl of pasta, you're going to feel sluggish. You're going to feel like, oh, like my stomach kind of hurts. I need to take a nap. I'm in a food coma. versus if you're eating a salad or something or a bowl of fruit, you're going to feel like, ooh, that actually like gave me a little pick me up. I'm energized. I feel like I can go take a walk now. So noticing the way that food makes you feel, I think, is a really great first step. And that will help rewire your brain to disassociate that unhealthy foods with being a treat. Because when you connect that actually these foods make me feel horrible, they're not really a treat because they make me feel horrible. What's a treat is eating nutrient-dense food that makes me feel really good. So if you can start to redefine what a treat means for you, then you won't feel like you're depriving yourself because you realize that the greatest treat is feeling really good.
And to find that holistic balance is so different for each of us. I mean, I struggled for the last 3 years just getting my body into balance, and it wasn't because I wasn't eating healthy. There were things that I was eating that I was having sensitivities to, really painful responses to, my joints were seizing up, and this was from what are supposed to be healthier foods. So it's very important that we be conscious of what you're putting into your body that's different, how you felt from eating that. Like you're saying, you just have to be aware of what you're eating, how you're feeling, and adjust over time. And then once you find the things that work for you, everything else becomes just completely unimportant because you're nourishing your total energy system. And as you start to nourish your total energy system, you feel better about yourself. You feel better about your relationships. Your mind feels more clear. You're being more productive. You're connecting with universal consciousness. And you're much more apt to live through the true self.
A lot of times too, when we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. So making sure you're getting a ton of water. I know we're constantly drinking water throughout the day. I feel like I'm always, always drinking water. And it's surprising. I know friends of mine who will drink like literally half of a small bottle of water throughout the entire day on top of drinking coffee and soda and other things that are dehydrating. So getting good hydration is so important. Also getting good rest. I know for myself personally, if I had a poor night of sleep the night before, if I'm just really tired from work or something that's going on and I don't feel well rested, I'm so much more inclined to reach for something that's fatty, sugary, because my brain is searching for just like any bit of energy. And that can make it really hard to stick to a healthy diet too.
When you look at total wellness and total well-being, you can continue to try different things. And there's a beauty within exploration because there's so much to try within the human experience, whether it's a mindfulness technique, whether it's a different diet or type of food, whether it's an experience out in nature. We're always seeking to try because everything that we try opens us up to new points of view. Our lenses become wider, deeper, more refined, whatever that experience gives us. When we're seeking to create change in our life, though, to create positive change, when we keep trying things, we give ourselves an unconscious license to back out from doing something long term. If we keep trying, we don't commit. Where long term, sustainable, holistic growth comes from is making a commitment to change in an area of life that you can create that change. And how we eat and nutrition is completely and vital to our total holistic wellness. So, you know, when you're ready, set a goal for the next year. I'm going to eat healthy. Put a plan in place that you think will work for you and go back to those whole foods. There's so many beautiful, beautiful, delicious treats that nature has given us. Why are we walking away from them? Why are we trying to change them into something else when there's a concert of colors and flavors and textures that we can put into magnificent bites?
I was eating blackberries this morning and I was like, this is crazy. We're able to even eat these things. It's like, you know, bursts in your mouth, tons of flavor. It's like the greatest piece of candy you could ever have. And imagine if all we had was processed foods and then we would stumble upon like a whole food item, like raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, we would think that that is the greatest thing ever. We would be like, my mind is blown. So also coming to love, yeah, and appreciate all of these little foods that are already around us as whole foods. That said, it can take time. It takes time to reset your palate. And I think for a lot of people who aren't used to eating fruits, vegetables, they might understand what we're saying intellectually of like, oh yeah, these are great foods, but they might not taste great to you at first. And that's okay. It just takes time. It takes, I think at least I would say 3 to 4 weeks to really start getting into a good groove. And I think that's when a lot of people stop with healthy habits. They'll give up after that amount of time. It's really important to keep going beyond that, to really ingrain it as part of your lifestyle. So it's not just another fad that you take on and release. Really give yourself that appropriate amount of time to start to reset your palate and adopt these new healthy habits. So to wrap up what we talked about today, nutrition is so important. I think it's really maybe the most important thing to maintaining a well-balanced ecosystem as a person in the world. It's really hard to be spiritual, to make accomplishments in your life if your nutrition isn't good. So pay attention to your nutrition. Everyone can do a little bit better, whether it's removing some processed foods from your diet, putting more plants and vegetables into your diet, getting proper sleep so you can make those choices that are good for you, getting a lot of hydration throughout the day, and give yourself that time. Really make a commitment beyond just a couple weeks to eat healthier, get more rest, replenish your body, and take care of yourself.
Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember you have a choice. Take an active role in your own evolution. Know your true self.